Time to talk Guardians baseball this morning with Jim Rosenhaus. He's got a busy day in store for him. It's brought to you on WEOL by your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads, and your Tuffy Auto Service Centers, Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorraine, and Route 58 in Amherst. We got a postponed game, or a joint in progress kind of a thing later today, picking it up where it goes off. When you're doing a game like that, how do they build momentum for something that sort of just starts with already things out there?
I don't know, Bruce. It's uncharted territory. First time we've had a suspended game, since I can remember. And they'll just pick things up in the top half of the third inning. They got to the bottom of the second. They got through that. And it was not raining, but there was obviously rain pending. And so they threw the tarp at the end of the second, waited for about 45 minutes, half hour, 45 minutes, before it really rained. And then it rained, man. But, it's interesting because I think the Dodgers felt that they could have kept playing and maybe gotten to five innings to make the game official. But it's weather. And it's so hard to predict. They saw some stuff coming close and thought, let's get the tarp down. And maybe if it breaks up later, they'll have a chance. Of course, it did not. So here we are at noon, a little bit after noon today. We'll start in the third inning.
Right. Well, you mentioned how the Dodgers wanted to see if they can get to five to get a complete game. We need to play the Dodgers by the seventh inning. That's where we seem to score all of our runs. What happened on the other night that was allowed that to happen? And is that some just sort of an anomaly, or do you think there's, just playing the way they can play?
Who's that, the Guardians?
With the Guardians, yeah, getting some home runs and other things like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they put together a nice rally. They were really struggling with the starting pitcher, Bobby Miller, the spooky, it's the easiest 98 miles an hour you'll ever see. And his stuff was tremendous. And they struggled to get much going against him. But once they got him out of the game, they did a real good job against the bullpen and came up with some key hits, which, let's face it, it hasn't happened as much as they would like this season offensively. So it was nice to see things come together for one night against a really good ball club. And they had a big inning and ended up winning the game.
We just wanted to get – I buried the lead on the whole topic today related to Terry Francona and talking about whether this will be his last. Everything seems to be kind of leaning towards that. Just some of your thoughts about the announcement, as well as maybe how that will impact the team in this final month and a half or so.
It's an announcement, but it's not an announcement. But what he's saying indicates that it's just been really difficult, and he's not sure he can continue on that path. In terms of the team, I thought Cole Calhoun put it best. He said, look, if what he's saying is indicating that he's not coming back, then they're going to do whatever they can to send him out in a great way. The players love playing for him, so I'm sure it's sad if indeed this is what's happening. And it sure seems like it, listening to Tito, that 23 will be the end. The players are resilient. They know they're going to play for different managers, but I think for a lot of them, playing for Tito has been special. So it'll be tricky, but they'll try and do the best they can down the stretch here.
I don't know whether it was somebody who reported it or maybe Tito said it himself after sort of saying this out loud, in other words, getting it out there so he's not just keeping it amongst themselves or maybe within Chris and something. He could relax a little bit, and maybe that'll also just impact on how he's going to enjoy the last part of the season.
I think so, because I think the decision – it has been weighing on him, as you would expect. I think that's fair to say. I think hopefully it does kind of take that burden of trying to make the decision off of him.
Well, I want a storybook ending, so let's get going. Let's hopefully we'll end up getting top in the Twins and then working our way somewhere into the postseason, Jim. But we'll talk with you next week, and enjoy your doubleheader. Let's play two today, or one and three-fifths or something like that. We'll see how the game's going.
I don't know. What do we call it? It's not a doubleheader. One and seven-ninths header.
Right, exactly. Well, let's just win two. Either way, we get out of it. Thanks, Jim. Have a good
day. There you go.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your time and your effort this morning.